Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We got him back, Danny Cannell. Had him a couple, about a month or so, a month and a half or so. We had a lot of fun with him. Former NFL quarterback appearing courtesy of Bet Online.
There's a lot of wisdom in Danny Cannell. Yeah.
Danny, how are you, man?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing? Yeah, it's flown by, hasn't it, man? I mean, it seems like yesterday I was catching up with you guys, you know, probably the first month of the season. Here we are on the cusp of championship weekend. It's wild how fast college football always goes by.
Danny, I know, you know, by and large, college football is your jam, but what about your Giants, the New York Giants? Are they for real?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think as far as a turnaround story, it's great what Brian Daboll has done with the Giants, but I still think they have questions with what they're going to do with Daniel Jones. I mean, he's put him in a really tough spot because he's playing well enough to kind of show a little bit of promise, but not the slam dunk that, oh, we got to make him the quarterback of our future, which has kind of been the story of Daniel Jones the last few years. You know, Saquon Barkley is the real deal. I think Brian Daboll is the real deal as far as the head coach to lead this franchise in the future. But with uncertainty at quarterback, I think it's hard to take them seriously as a legit contender. So, yeah, I think it's a great story, but I think they're going to come up short as being a true contender that can make, you know, any sort of playoff push the back end of the season.
Now, Danny, looking at the Southeast, obviously, SEC championship game, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, between the LSU Fighting Tigers and the Georgia Bulldogs, and, you know, your Florida State Seminoles, you know, obviously took care of business against LSU to kick off the season. And, you know, to me, it's like, man, why did this happen? LSU laid an egg against Texas A&M because it could have been really an unbelievable story. LSU having a chance to be in the playoffs against the Fighting Georgia Bulldogs and all that, but it didn't come about. So what is your take going forward? Because I don't know. I look at Danny that, to me, I want to, like, okay, keep out Ohio State and Alabama. Screw them. Screw them. I hope USC beats Utah. I hope TCU wins against Kansas State. You know, then you look at Michigan and where they're at, and obviously Georgia. You know, I think a lot of fans just want something different. Now, just a comment on that.
I want something that feels deserved, right? Like,
okay.
And it's really – so when I say that, like, I feel like the four teams that are there now feel like they've really – they deserve a chance to play for a national championship. And there's something wrong with a system, which is broken. I mean, college football is broken. It's been broken for 75 years, though. There's never been a great way to determine a national champion, right? I mean, it's a sport we love, but it's definitely flawed. But, like – if Ohio State and Bama are just sitting on their couch having popcorn and watching, maybe ordering a pizza party and watching these teams like TCU take on Kansas State and USC taking on Utah.
Right.
These are tough opponents. And Ohio State and Bama can just sit at home and hope that if they lose, they get to play. Like, they don't get tested at all. Like, that to me, there's a flaw in that. So, like, I usually always want chaos because I want the flaws exposed. This year it just feels a little bit icky. Like, I don't like the fact that if TCU has run the table, you know, if they've already beaten Kansas State once, if they get beat, they get sent home, like in Bama or Ohio State. Bama with two losses, Ohio State who just lost at home pretty bad to Michigan, they would just slide into their spot. I don't want to see chaos this year. I want to see those kids and those teams, those programs work so hard. I want to see them win and win out. Then there's no doubt. There's no arguments. No, nobody can take away from it. Because if they do, I think there's an argument. Georgia and Michigan, I think they can lose. They're locked. I think they're going to advance no matter what. But TCU and USC, I'm not so sure about. And if they lose, you could see these programs, which have backed into the playoffs before. Bama's done it before and Ohio State without winning their division. I just think it sends the wrong message to a college football fan base, which is already kind of fed up with the way the system has worked.
Now, Danny, I don't know if you agree with me on this or not, but I don't know. I like money, and I think the fans' interest. To me, how you solve all this in the future, I don't know if it comes about in 2024, whenever it takes place, but an expanded playoffs. Now, you might say, well, you expand the playoffs, whether you go in 8 teams or 12 teams, then the 9 teams bitching, or the 13 team if you don't get in. But I don't know. To me, How can you be against expanded playoffs? I think more football was better as far as from a fan base.
Well, the first thing you said is I like money. I like money, too, so we can all agree on that. Then I would tell you I 100% agree with you that an expanded playoff will address a lot of these problems that we're talking about. First of all, there was a flaw that the way the system was created. There's only four spots, and yet there's five Power Five conferences. So, like, what we knew we were going to screw over a conference champion, and then in a lot of years we screwed over two or three by putting, you know, two SEC teams or two Big Ten or two ACC teams in when Notre Dame and Clemson both got in during the COVID year. That was a flaw in the system. There's something to me that feels wrong about, you know, giving kids hope, because that's every – if you play at a Power Five level, and in a lot of Group of Five schools too – and you're told, hey, what are our goals to start the season? You're told from your coaches, if we win our conference, we got a chance to win a championship. But that's not truth. That's a lie that, you know, some teams have bought into, and they don't get to realize that dream. And that, to me, would feel wrong. So now, at least with expanded playoff, everyone that's won a legit conference, a Power Five conference champion, they're six, you know, highest ranked conference champions. That, to me, feels more fair. Now, there's still going to be teams that backdoor their way in. I don't know how we fix that without getting to a true playoff. You know, that gets really, really complicated. I still think the system will be flawed, but much like the two-team BCS, I thought four would be better. I think we'll get a better system with 12, and I think it's going to be incredible to potentially see home team, you know, teams playing at home playoff games, win or go home. And I think it'll be great for college football to fuse a lot of life into it. Is it going to change who the champion is? Probably not. You're still going to see Bama. You're still going to see LSU. You're still going to see Georgia, Ohio State. It'll make it a little bit trickier for them to get there. They might have to go through more opponents.
Right.
But it'll bring a lot of hope to so many more universities that right now have no hope of a national championship.
And, you know, Danny's more money. Again, like you said, you're not against more money.
No. And more money. You know where it's going, too. It's going to flow to the players.
Right,
and that
right.
Is around
right,
the corner.
Right.
Directly, not NIL, like, let's make it look like not the. It'll actually go to players. Some of the, you know, there's going to be revenue sharing. There's too much money that the conferences have. I was always kind of against it. I'm a traditionalist. I think there is value in a scholarship, and that should matter. But it's just gotten so big, so out of control. It is coming. So. They're going to need a lot more money to start taking care of these players, which is coming sooner rather than later.
Danny Cannell here on Sports Talk, former NFL quarterback, appearing courtesy of Bet Online. Danny, what do you think is wrong with the Saints?
I mean, I think you can boil it down really simply to the quarterback position, right? I mean, they didn't get what they thought. Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton isn't the answer. I mean, isn't that pretty much where you could boil it down to? You know, you've had some issues on the, you know, injuries, you know, whether it's Michael Thomas or others. But I think you've got to have a guy in this league that you can trust, that you can count on to win games, that can be consistent, that can be there. And if you don't have that, you really don't have a chance. You know, unless I wouldn't even say that, because I was going to give you an example of some teams that are running the football. You know, the Tennessee Titans are a pretty good example. But Ryan Tannehill, I think, is underrated. But they've got Derrick Henry. They have an identity of what they want to be. They want to run the football, and they want to have a quarterback who cannot make the big mistake. And Ryan Tannehill had a bad playoff game, but this year he's right again where they want him to be, and they've got an identity of who they are, and it works for them. We're seeing that trend take place with the Philadelphia Eagles. They want to run the football. They want to be physical. And they got a young quarterback in Jalen Hurts who, you know, is managing that system and has played himself into the MVP conversation. I mean, it's not that complex, but if you don't have a quarterback, that's when the season comes off the rails. Some problem.
No, Danny, listen, I'm not going to be – listen, you cover the whole nation. I cover the Saints. Mm-hmm. You know why they ain't freaking winning? They lead the league. Okay, look at this, false start penalties. They lead the league. Okay, all of a sudden you're like first and 15. It's kind of hard to have sustained drives. And they have 19 turnovers, and they last in the turnover margin at minus 14. Have you ever been on a team where you're minus 14? You're lucky if you even win a game. To me, it's a miracle the Saints have won four games when you're minus 14. I mean, to me, you know, look at the plus minus. Okay, are we protecting the football? Auburn taking it away. You could say Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, and all that. I can tell you right now that if all of a sudden you play a quality opponent and you minus two, you're probably not winning, bottom line.
No, you're 100% right. I was a very, you can say below average NFL quarterback. I took a team to the playoffs because all I did was not turn the ball
over.
We had a defense that was that good. Now, that's not going to work over time, and I got exposed when I was playing for the Giants. But it is something you have to take care of. But who is the person that touches the football the most? It's the quarterback. And whether it was Jameis or whether it's Andy Dalton, I think that's probably been the biggest surprise to me is that when Dalton got his opportunity, that's a guy who's played a lot of football. The fact that he has thrown so many interceptions and has been a little bit careless with the football, that to me has been a big surprise.
Yeah, but how about if you hit him in the chest or the face mask and they don't catch it? Danny, I'm telling you, I've watched a number of games. Andy Dalton, I'm not just like stroking Andy Dalton. Listen, his hair is so red, it's orange. Like the red rifle. I'm not anti-Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston and all that. I'm telling you, the supporting cast, how can your peers help you out? No, the Saints shoot themselves in the foot. And that all of a sudden, if you're in the top three in penalties, okay, and then you have the most turnovers, you're not taking it away. I was looking at this. To me, this blew my mind. For the third consecutive game and the fourth in the past five, the defense failed to create a turnover. Don't you got to take away the football? They have two interceptions overall that ranks last in the NFL. Everybody's throwing the ball around. We got two picks. Honey Badger. Honey Badger's old now. No, it's like bad. Danny, I'm telling you. It's like you want to know the difference in the game. You might say, well, we got to do this. We got to do that. All I know is protecting the football or are you taking it away? For instance, Danny, when the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Now, we love them on the field. We hated them off the field. Darren Sharper. I want to say we had like 32 takeaways, and it was even above that. You count the postseason, and we had like seven touchdowns, scoop and score, pick six and all that. We ain't got none of that. That's why we're not winning anything. But, Danny, what do you think now? This is almost embarrassing, and I want your take on this because I trust your opinion. Let's say whether it's Tampa Bay, I don't know, Carolina might come out of nowhere. Atlanta, New Orleans, it's wide open. The NFC South is the NFC doubt. It's kind of like the old school NFC East lease. Now, all four teams in the NFC East might make the postseason. But when you look at where the Saints are at right now and the whole NFC South, Danny, this is almost embarrassing. 7-10, or I don't know, 8-9, probably 8-9, but 7-10, whatever, 8-9, might win the division. What is your take on this? To me, okay, you won your division. I'm proud of you. And that's something, that you got to take pride in. But you shouldn't be hosting no damn playoff game. I remember way back, Beast Mode, Marsh. We all remember Beast Mode with Marshawn.
Yep.
And I want to say then we were playing 16 games. What was the record, Christian? Help me out here. Well, I know they were below 500 when the Seahawks. What were they? They were like 7-9. Okay.
Yeah. It was happening in 2010. Yeah.
They're 7-9. The Saints won 11 games, had to go play at Seattle, and they lost. So to me, if you win your division, I don't care who it is in the NFC South. Okay, you're in the playoffs, but you should have to go on the road. You shouldn't be able to host a game. Host a home game. Come on, whether you win 7 or 8 games, now we have a 17-game schedule, whether you 7-10 or whether you 8-9, come on. Listen, okay, you won your division, but you should not be hosting a playoff game.
I'm totally with you. I think that's a flaw in the system. I'd be okay. I don't know if I'd want to go as far as saying – you could possibly have, if you have a division, it's there for a reason. Like, if you win the division.
Right, right. That counts. Yeah, that counts. Yeah.
But I totally agree with you that you should reward the teams that have played the best during the regular season.
The better record.
Or else, exactly. Or else it diminishes the value of the regular season, which is one of the bigger criticisms of the NFL. Like, and I hear that all the time from college football fans, right? We love the regular season of college football because it's different, because it matters. You want to make the regular season matter more. Let the teams that have the better records that advance to the playoffs, let them host the home, you know, let them host a playoff game. Because I'm with you. That there is a flaw in the system in the NFL playoffs. If you could have potentially a losing record, but all you do is win your division, then you get to host the game. I totally agree with you. I think that's something that Roger Goodell and the NFL should look at without question. That's got to be the thing that's most frustrating for you guys covering the Saints, is the fact that the division is so weak. It just seems like, oh, all we could do is play a little bit better. We could possibly sneak in.
Yes.
And you know how it goes. When you get in the playoffs, everybody starts over. It's a fresh start.
It's one game.
Life. Yeah, that's all that's got to be killing you guys to be sitting on the bottom of that.
Well, and you know what, Danny? You know what's crazy? As you know, the Houdat Nation, we're all down right now on the team. But you still got three division games. Okay, you got Monday Night Football. Okay, last year, Sunday Night Football. No one predicted this. Sunday Night Football. We beat the great Tom Brady and the Buccaneers 9-0. 9-0. Oh, my God. Like, who would – 9-0 in this day and age? That's what happened. But if you could beat Tampa Bay, you still control your destiny. Always say this. You're looking in a tunnel, and you see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, is it a train coming to run you over, or maybe it's a light to go forward? If we beat Tampa Bay, then you have a late bye, and then you got to play Atlanta. Okay, we got to play the Falcons. They come in the yards, you already beat them. So you kind of still in control your destiny. Now, we got to go New Year's Day at Philadelphia. You got to go at Cleveland, Deshaun Watson and all that. But all of a sudden, it gives hope. That's what the NFL wants. The NFL loves to give any fan base hope. And but just by that happening, if we beat, and I'm telling you, as down and out we are, if we would beat Tampa Bay Monday night, you have the bye week, then you beat Atlanta, all of a sudden you go, oh, well, maybe this could be an unbelievable season that maybe we didn't expect. And the reason why you might say, well, hey, Bear, are we going to be one and done? All I know is a lot of people were ready to run I think Eli Manning and Coach Coughlin out of the Giants in early December say, y'all got to go. They ain't winning nothing. And then all of a sudden they won the Super Bowl. Remember that year? What was that, about 12 years ago or something?
Absolutely they could. And there's only one team. And then, of course, you know how the NFL works. It doesn't matter where, you know, but there's only the game in Philly for you guys that looks like, oh, you might not have
a chance.
But how much does that change if you guys do get a road win against Tampa, if you do beat Atlanta? Because then all of a sudden, I can't stand analytics because they treat each game the same.
Right.
I'm a believer in momentum and belief and enthusiasm and all of a sudden believing that, hey, we can beat anybody out there. Then all of a sudden, you could go in and you could surprise the Eagles and make something of this. And then it's like you gain that momentum towards the back end of the season. Then all of a sudden, you're talking about a whole different ball game. So I'm with you, Bobby. I think you're on something.
Danny, I don't know. I'm just hoping, Danny.
We gotta go. Danny Cannell, former NFL quarterback, appearing courtesy of Bet Online. Thank you, Danny.
I would not bet on that, but I would root for it for you guys.
I'm just hoping, Danny. All right.
Thanks again, Danny.
All right, Danny.
Bye.
Alan Hammond, Clinton Luling, and James in New Orleans, you're next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.